Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Say, Mr. McCormick, have you got a minute to spare?
Sure thing, fella. What can I do for you?
Well, my name's Bill Burgess. I'm captain of the Highland Avenue Wildcats. You know, a football team a lot of us fellas have got together.
Well, glad to know you, Bill. How the Wildcats doing this year?
Oh, pretty good. That's a natural-born football players on the squad, and we've all been working hard. Then, of course, we're mighty strict about training. All of us follow Jack Armstrong's 3 training rules every day. Now, that's what I want to ask you about.
A training problem, huh? Well, let's see if I can steer you right.
Well, here's what's happening. We've been eating Wheaties for breakfast all during the season. Wheaties and milk and fruit, like that Breakfast of Champions training dish you tell us about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that the weather's getting colder, some of the fellas are wondering if it's all right to keep on eating Wheaties during the rest of the season.
You bet it's all right. Wheaties are one of the finest all-year-round training breakfasts I know.
Yeah, but listen. Jim Davidson's mother says he needs something hot to start him off right in cold weather. Well, what about that? Do we have to trade off our Wheaties for some hot breakfast dish?
Well, suppose you answer this question for me, Bill. Did you ever drink a glass of hot milk or a cup of hot cocoa?
Why, well, sure I have. What's that got to do with it?
Do you remember how you could feel the heat in that hot drink as it went down?
Yeah, sure, but the heat didn't last very long.
Of course it didn't. The kind of heat you put into a food by cooking it on the stove is not the kind of heat that helps keep you warm.
You mean we need another kind of heat instead?
That's it, exactly. What you want are heat energy units. If the breakfast you eat gives you enough of these important heat energy units, it doesn't make a bit of difference whether you take that breakfast hot or cold. For example, those Wheaties you've been eating. Wheaties are real whole wheat, you know. And Wheaties give you the same number of heat energy units to help keep you warm as you'd get from an equal amount of whole wheat served steaming hot. It all depends on how you like your whole wheat.
Well, I'll take mine in Wheaties. And wait till I tell the rest of the gang about those heat energy units. I'll bet we'll all eat Wheaties every day from now on.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack and Billy and Betty are standing around a fire on the bank of a jungle river in Mindanao. With them are Uncle Jim and Malua. Several hundred yards upstream, the campfires of a hostile tribe of Moros gleam through the jungle night. These Moros came down on their war meters to attack the little village of Carabungo at the mouth of the river where Uncle Jim's schooner, the Spindrift, lies at anchor. But they have been held at bay by their fear of the magic of the luminous dragon's eye ring which Malua is now wearing. The Dato, or chief of this tribe, is consulting with his wise men to decide whether to attack the village or not, while Jack and the others await his decision with growing concern. Listen.
Gosh, all hemlock, Jack. Why doesn't the Donald come to look at the ring if he wants to make sure it really is the genuine dragon's eye ring that shines in the night?
Search me, Billy.
What do you suppose is taking him so long, Uncle Jim?
I don't know, Jack, but I'm afraid that Mohammedan priest, the Pandita, is trying to persuade him that the ring has lost its magic.
But all he has to do is to look at it. Why, every time Malua walks around in the dark, it shines from his finger like a green dragon's eye.
It's shining brighter than ever tonight, Betty. Look at it on Malua's finger.
It's shining so brightly because it's been storing up light from this campfire, Billy.
Well, then why doesn't the Dato come and see for himself? He doesn't have to take the Pandita's word for it.
The Pandita knows it's the real dragon's eye ring, Betty.
He ought to. He sent that crazy Huramantado to kill us so he could get it.
Well, then why are they having this powwow around their campfire?
I'll bet I know why, Betty. I bet a million the Pandita is trying to convince the Dato that even if it is the real ring, it won't protect white men the way it protects the Moros. How about that, Malua?
You smart young man, Jack. Me think maybe you're right. Pandita no like us. He won't tie us up, throw us in winter, take us long way up river.
Jumping Jiminy, you don't think he'll try that, do you, Malua?
When Dato see a ring shine at night, he no do that. He hear too much about ring. All Moros hear much about ring.
But even if he doesn't attack us, Malua, he may still decide to attack the village.
Maybe yes, Jack. Maybe no. Pandita say yes. Maybe Dato say no.
It's going to be a struggle, Jack, between the Dato's fear of the ring and his fear of the priest.
Say, Jack, if Malua guesses wrong, gosh, we're going to have the dickens of a time trying to make our escape.
We'll have to do some quick footwork to the river, all right. Once we get in our vita, it won't be too bad. Manua's men can paddle that boat faster than any of the Dotto's leaders.
But the Dotto has several of his leaders posted downstream of us.
They'll have a tough time intercepting us in the dark, Billy. There's no moon tonight, and that river is as black as ink.
Why you whisper, Jack? You and Billy no scare.
We're just making sure we can get away if anything goes wrong, Malua.
You trust Malua.
We do trust you, Malua. We know that you won't let anything happen to us if you can help it. But the Dotto has hundreds of warriors, and you have only 20.
But Malua has ring that shiny night.
There's no doubt of that, Malua. It shines on your finger like a green beacon. And so far, it's proved pretty effective. But we don't know what the Pandita may be saying about it.
Gosh, I just bet he's saying plenty, too. Look, they're getting up from their campfire.
Well, it's about time. This suspense has been terrible.
They're coming toward us. Oh, I am nervous.
You trust Malua, Betty.
No, I know, Malua. I just can't help feeling nervous. It's so dark on the river and in the jungle. And the Dotto has so many Vedas and men.
The Dotto and the Pandita are bringing a lot of warriors with them.
It looks as though they didn't trust us any more than we trust them, Billy.
Suppose the Pandita is convinced them that they don't have to be afraid of the ring.
We'll have to make a break for the Veda then. Betty, maybe you'd better run down to the Veda now.
No, you stay, Betty. We no must look afraid.
Then how about getting your 20 men up from the Veda, Malua? They can help us put up a fight if we have to.
No, Billy. Better my men stay in Veda. Better we no look afraid.
Manuel's right, Billy. If there's any doubt in the Dotto's mind about the magic of that ring, and if we seem to be afraid, then he'll think that we don't trust the ring. And that'd be fatal.
I guess you're right, Uncle Jim.
Remember, this may be a big game of bluff. Don't let the Dotto bluff you into showing fear. We've got to pretend that we know the ring will guard us.
Now, we go meet them, huh?
Oh, it's so dark. Away from the fire.
That's just the idea, Betty. The ring will shine ever so brightly if we're in the dark. And everything depends on that dragon's eye ring.
All right, Jack. I'll go with you. Come on.
I don't like all those warriors the Dotto has with them.
Me either, Billy. Oh, look out for this bush. It's covered with thorns.
Oh, say, those are real thorns. Jack, they've got their bolos in their belt.
Oh, that doesn't mean very much. I think some of these moros sleep with their bolos at their side.
Well, it'd certainly be all right with me if they left them behind when they come to make a nice friendly call.
Look at the ring now, Billy. Certainly shining.
Gosh, it can't shine too much to suit me.
The Dotto sees it, Jack. He's pointing at it. He's talking to the Pandita about it.
I wonder why the Pandita's shaking his head.
I'm afraid he's still trying to tell the Dotto it doesn't mean a thing.
Uncle Jim, some of the Dotto's men are advancing on either side of us.
Oh, they'll have us surrounded in a second.
Steady, old. Keep your nerve up. Don't look as if you were afraid of man or beast.
I'll do my best, Uncle Jim.
That a girl, Betty. You're doing fine. You too, Billy.
I'm not feeling fine. Look, they've got their bolos out. They're coming toward us.
You stop here. Me go ahead. Make talk.
But, Malua, look at those warriors surrounding us.
Me fix that.
What's Malua doing, Jack? Well, he's walking around us, waving his hand.
I think he's tracing a magic circle around us with that ring, Betty.
Oh, that's what he's doing, Jack. Look, the moros have stopped advancing toward us.
All right. Now, you're safe. Me go make talk.
That ring is working all right so far. Those moros have stopped in their tracks.
Jiminy crickets, I'm certainly glad they believe in magic.
They'll believe in it just as long as we pretend to believe in it, Billy. So keep your nerve up.
Look at Malua. He's talking to the Dotto as if he were laying down the law.
That's the first principle of a successful bluff, Jack. And besides, Malua believes in the magic of the ring himself.
I don't believe the Pandita believes in it. He's awfully angry about something. Oh, what is he saying to Malua?
I'll bet he's not handing out any compliments.
But look at Malua talking right back at him.
He's flashing the ring in the Pandita's face.
Did you see how the Pandita stepped back when Malua held the ring up? He may pretend not to be afraid of the ring, but I bet a million he is.
If he's like most medicine men, Jack, he knows his stuff is all foolishness. But he isn't so sure of the charms and spells of his rival.
The Dotto was talking to Malua now. Look. Gosh, he's afraid of the ring, too, when Malua holds it up.
Malua's coming back now. Maybe he won out.
It's too soon to tell. He'd look as if he'd won just to impress the Dotto.
It isn't decided yet, Jack. The Dotto and the Pandita are still talking it over.
Let's hear what Malua has to say. What luck, Malua? Are they afraid of the ring?
Dotto afraid. But Pandita say he no afraid. He say white man war ring. He say ring no good now.
But what are they going to do, Malua? What are they talking about?
Me tell him ring still got magic. Me tell Pandita he afraid find out.
But how will he find out, Malua?
1 minute, you see. No matter what they do to me, you look brave. Everybody look brave. No shout. Me no afraid.
But what are they going to do to you, Malua?
You see. But you no shout. You look very brave.
Jack, the Pandita is coming here now. And he's got his bolo in his hand.
Yeah, I wonder what's up now.
Oh, the bolo looks so sharp when the firelight hits it. Oh, what is going to happen, Uncle Jim?
I don't know, Betty, but we've got to keep our chins up.
Malheur is going out to meet him, but he hasn't drawn his bolo. Malheur has stopped now. He's standing still, waiting for the pandita to come to him.
Why is he pulling his shirt off? Oh, something's going to happen.
I know what it is. He's dared the pandita to risk the magic of the ring.
Jumping Jiminy, you mean he's going to let the pandita stab him with that bolo?
He doesn't believe the pandita will do it, Billy. He's pulling the biggest bluff of all. He's betting that the pandita will be afraid to touch him as long as he wears that ring.
But suppose the pandita isn't afraid to.
Don't even suppose it, Betty. Look as if you knew the pandita will be struck by lightning or something if he touches Malheur.
Jack, the pandita's coming straight to him with that bolo in his hand.
But Malheur isn't flinching. He's standing like the rock of Gibraltar.
Don't look afraid. This is the final test. It's a test of Malheur's nerve against the pandita's nerve. We've got to help Malheur by looking confident.
He's within a step of Malheur now. He's raising his bolo.
Look at Malheur, Billy. He's smiling. He's looking the pandita squarely in the eye and smiling. Why, he's daring the pandita to touch her.
Look, the pandita is going to strike Malheur.
Easy, Betty. He hasn't struck yet. He's hesitated.
He's afraid. He's afraid of the ring.
Malheur has him fixed with his eye. The pandita's backing away.
What iron nerve Malheur has. Either that or he believes completely in the ring himself.
Look, Uncle Jim. Malheur has turned his back on the pandita. Did you ever see such nerve? Why, he's walking back to us as if he knows he's won.
He has won, Jack. At least he's won this round.
Oh, Malheur, you were just wonderful.
Me no afraid, Betty. Me got ring.
You've got nerve, too, Malheur. What do we do now?
We go now. Nobody touch us.
But what about the village, Malheur? Will Ladato attack the village?
Dato say no. He say if Pandita no kill me, he go back up river.
But will he go back home, Malheur?
Me no think so. Me think he lie. He know that ring the Chinese knight guard me, guard you. But maybe he no think it guard village. We go there quick before he come.
But suppose he does attack the village. What will you do?
We see. Uncle Jim brave man, smart man. We see. You get in Pandita now. Come, we must make fast paddle to Cotobango.
Jack Armstrong and the others are safe in the Moros for a while, thanks to Malheur's nerve and the Dragon's Eye ring. They will soon be in Cotobango and aboard their schooner. But will the Moros be right behind them, determined to attack the village in spite of the ring? Malheur seems to think so. And Malheur seems to think that Uncle Jim will help save the village, too. That's a large order. It'll take more than just nerve to save the village if the Dato does attack. So be on hand, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Luminous Dragon's Eye Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, I hope you've got a package of Wheaties reserved for your afternoon lunch every day when you get home from school. A quick lunch of Wheaties and milk is mighty easy to get ready. You can fix it yourself in a jiffy. And you won't need anybody to help you eat those Wheaties. That's one job you'll want to tackle in person. Yes, Wheaties are good, and I mean good.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're holy.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys.